السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this message I will consider it one of the most comprehensive, crucial message. I was wishing not to say it now. I was wishing to say it to you when I come. But because two people send me messages with some question, some concern. And these two questions and two concerns generating a whole topic. I will share it with you right now. One brother, he gave me a long explanation, which he did an excellent job, but he told me keep it confidential. And one of the main things he said, in the middle of all understanding of the Quran, he said we have to set priority to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love and whatever Allah please. Something to this effect. The another brother, he sent me a message, little bit in the sad side, because he believe I do not value him too much. Now, listen carefully once and for all. You cannot have people value you unless you value yourself. And you will never value yourself unless you value the relationship with Allah. If you have a failed or a very weak relationship with Allah, all the rest of the relationship will be weak. If you strengthen that, the rest will be strong. The brother, he said priority. Forgive me, my brother, I love you for Allah. But, and I love you really dearly. But in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't set such priority. No, he said struggle. Mujahada. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times in Quran, he said struggle in the path of Allah, the true struggle, the utmost struggle. By this way, struggle is a must. By this way, today you hear sometime brother and sister said, I'm trying. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not want that. He wants struggle. And not only struggle, he wants the utmost struggle, the best struggle, the maximum struggle. This one thing. Value. You see, when you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you look at Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels. Among the angel muqarrabin, very close angel to Allah. And Allah create and he choose. And he choose whom? The top angel, Angel Jibreel. And when you look, Angel Israfil, Angel Mikael, they do a lot of work. Israfil, he would do one job only, but very massive. Angel Mikael, he take care about all the affair and all the rest of all creation. Imagine. But Angel Jibreel, what make him special? Because he are the one, he take care about the wahi. He take care about the message. Allah elevate him with the message. Listen to me carefully, because a lot of us do not get it yet. Honest to Allah, we do not get it yet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he married many women. Some of them super pretty, very pretty. But if you look at his own wording with Aisha radiallahu anha, the youngest, okay? She used to be jealous of Khadija. Who's Khadija radiallahu anha? The oldest. And she's dead. Why? She said, I never be jealous more than Khadija radiallahu anha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to cry. And he told her straightforward, no way. Nobody can give me what Khadija give me. Nobody. Look at the principle in here. Principle is not emotion freak for nothing. No. Principle. What this love is. He said she believe in me when nobody believe in me. She give me when nobody deny me. When everybody deny me. And we keep going. Action. Action, sacrifice, action, sacrifice, support, action, sacrifice, support. By this way, when you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I tell you again, 81 verse in Quran about love. love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will not tell me, love me please. No. No way. No way. Allah show His quality to us. And He deserve it. He deserve it. Now He's challenging us. Who will show His love? By this way, when you look at Islam, you have Islam, you have Iman, you have Yaqeen, you have Tawakkul, you have Rida, you have to please Allah, and you have love of Allah. Journey. Journey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not love all the companion men the same. No way. No way. He have certain beloved love in his heart. To whom? To whom? To those who serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve Him for sabilillah. You see? By us we're serving, sacrificing, show your goodness, okay? Not according to you. No, 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 no. According to the moment, according to condition. You stand up for the condition, principle. Principle. By this way, you do not pop once in a while and you want me to treat you so beautifully or so special. Special about what? What make you special? What will make you special? And forget about me. I'm a human being like you. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is my message to people about legacy. What will make you special in the eye of Allah? You see? What will make you special? I'll never forget it. I will give you a gift of a lifetime right now if your heart is open. Don't ever forget it. Until now, a lot of people do not get it. I will explain to you in India when I come, if I'm still alive. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, and he said it in general, for Allah to use you to guide one person, better for you than whole earth and what it contain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He said, whom is the most good deeder than the one who invite toward Allah? Today, my brother and sister in Islam, because everything according to emotion, and emotion not according to principle, we do whatever we like. You see, not according to Allah, not according to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not according to priority, according to me. This why, again, value, cherishing, love, we have to work for it. You have to show, to show the utmost of you to whom you love. Is not a talk, is not a word, doesn't mean nothing. Is your action, is your sacrifice. You tell me a man like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who give everything, will be equal. Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu, like equal. Why make this, what make these people special? They give everything for Allah. They sacrifice everything for Allah. Because love is service. Love is caring. And again, according to the person, according to the value, not according to you. Not according to the time, you see. Not if I feel like it, you see. Not if I feel like it, I do. I feel I don't feel like it, I don't do. No, 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 no way. Like one scholar when I was young, he said something so beautiful. Imagine all the non-Muslim, the atheists, the people talk against Allah. Did you ever see one of them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him, oh, you insulted me? Okay, no air. Stop it. I will not allow you to breathe. No. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so kareem. He's so generous. But also He won't show us. All this dunya bounty of all the provision doesn't mean nothing. Allah, He gave it to the Muslim, to the non-Muslim, to the atheist, to the adultery. You name it. But His deen, He gave it to whom He loves. Dawah to Allah, to the beloved closer to Him, Messenger and Prophet, and whom who follow Him. It's a beautiful hadith. I will wish to find it, inshallah, for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talked about those who are teaching people goodness, meaning spread the message of Allah. He said the angel surrounding them with their wings. And another angels, they make dua and tasbih for them. And even the ant in its own cave or under the ground. And the whale or the sea or fish in the sea, they make tasbih and dhikr and dua for the people who do goodness. And when they die, the earth and the sky will cry over them for 40 days. What an honor, what an honor, what an honor. But you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He invites us, He advertising about certain status, certain relationship. Now it's up to you to work for it. It's up to you to show the utmost, for it. You will never find a verse in Quran or Hadith, please love me, please. No way. Your action, your sacrifice, your devotion, your loyalty, your persevering, your thanks, your belief, your name it, all together as a package, this will make the other person, which in here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you. And similar in our relationship. Just a few minutes ago, believe me, I was reading again about Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu. Imagine, Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu, Jibreel alayhi salam, an angel came in a time of his ghusl. Ya Allah! Because he's so beloved to Allah. 6 years only Islam. But what he did, look what he did. He sacrificed everything. You tell me the one who sacrificed everything equal the one who sacrificed a little bit? Or give a little bit in a time he like? No way. No way. No way. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is our musiba today. We want Islam to spread by link, by word, but no sacrifice. No real sacrifice with a principle. No following. No leadership. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wake up big time. Love and relationship with Allah and value. We have to struggle for it according to our value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those Allah value them. May Allah allow us to be among those inshaAllah. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, this topic is dear to me long time ago. It's dear to me from the time I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah use you, the sheikh I was learning from him, he said, think about it, if Allah use you, what it meaning? Allah choose you. Why Allah will choose you to be doing the highest good deed on earth? And it's not the action. Think about what you're doing and the result. If you have ikhlas, you will keep going until you die. By the way, this journey is a struggle. It's a struggle between ourselves, our nafs, our weakness, until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lucky one, Allah will allow him to struggle in the path of Allah the utmost. You see, I want you to remember this. Can you go to Allah and say, I tried this, I tried that, I did it. No. Did you try for me the utmost? Did you give me the utmost? Did you sacrifice the most beloved thing for you, for me? And this generating the love is not a talk. Is not a talk. My dear brother and sister in Islam, for sabilillah, today because we're too selfish, too greedy, too blind, too stingy. Everything according to me. Even love, I discovered 1979. The majority of people said love, they do not even know anything about love. It's called need, want. Because love is a giving. Love is sacrificing. Love is serving. Love is caring. Love, to love whom you love. And if you love whom you love, you love what he love. This is why I did a session before about what Allah love compared to what we love. How many people read this article and my session? How many people really take one some of this quality and try to live it? Because today we read, mashallah, we link, mashallah. Allah will not tell me how much you read, how much you send link. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me how much you believe in me. And if how much you believe in me, how much you sacrifice for me. How much you think about me. How much you remember me. How much you spend for me. How much you are in a hurry to do. You see, the companion do not ask, oh Rasulullah, can we do, cannot do? No. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, where is the one who's ready for Jannah? They champion each other to go to Jannah. They champion each other to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brother and sister, Islam is a journey. It's a journey, the lucky one who show Allah the best of him. He will show Allah the best of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is aware about that. Read the reason of revelation about verse 92 from Al Imran. You cry. When the verse in Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, you will not reach the royal piety unless you spend of what you love. What happened? Abu Talha went to Rasulullah sallam and he donated the most beautiful, expensive garden in Medina. He said, Rasulullah, this is the most beloved to me. Bear witness this for Allah. You see? Suhayb al-Rumi, what made him have this title? And among the people who brought themselves to reach the bounty and love and relationship with Allah, it came, Surah Al-Baqarah, for whom? Suhayb al-Rumi. Again, action, sacrifice, action, service, sacrifice. According to whom again? According to the beloved, not according to you. Be careful, because even today, I will bear witness to Allah, our relationship is a failure, because we are doing the same thing. If we fail to love Allah, you will fail to love yourself. And if you fail to love yourself, you will never love someone. You will claim you love, but you don't love. Call you need, you want, you desire, but not love. Not love. Please read the article about what Allah loves versus what we love. And read the article of love. And please read the verses belong to love. And the ahadith belong to love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make among those who value ourselves. And if you value yourself, you value the relationship with Allah. This is how to start. And you do not try, you do not even set priority. No, you struggle the utmost. I hope this will answer all the people ask me question. I decided to do that in case I die tonight. I share with you to the answer of your question, and hopefully inshallah Allah will choose us to be among those who value our relationship with Allah. We love Allah and we love those who love Allah, and we love for only for Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Pray, forgive me all of you. We have the mercy campaign coming. I don't mean it. It came all of a sudden because the condition is in Bangalore is very bad. This campaign will cost us between 12 and 13 lakh, but I order Omar to start the campaign as soon as possible. We will do whatever it takes. You give us and you support us or not, we're going to go forward, and I believe Allah will take care about us, inshallah. Do your utmost, show Allah and spread the rahmah to those who really need it in this weather, inshallah. You spread rahmah, Allah will give you rahmah, inshallah. Jazakumullah kulli khair. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.